Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Baba Kama daf Yud Zayin. We are holding on daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis. We are two lines from the end of the page at the two dots on daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis. V'kavur Asulo Bimoso. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, Emily Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha, Shalom, as well as by Daniel Sadian for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Hatzlacha for all of our soldiers and our captives. They should all come home safely. Also by Jonathan Kaplan, in memory of his mother, Ayola Kaplan, as I hope I'm pronouncing that right, Ayala Bash Shlomo Halevi, Shalom, whose first yard site is today, the Neshama Shavan Aliyah. We thank all the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to discuss in today's daf is, first, the Gemara is going to talk about the honor that was accorded to Chizkiyahu HaMelech at his burial, and what made it unique that we do not find such honor accorded to other people at their burial. Then the Gemara is going to discuss the reward for pairing learning Torah with Gemilas Chasadim, that a person who does both of those things is going to be zochet to certain special privileges. So that's going to bring us to the end of the first perek, and then B'Shem, we're going to begin the second perek, where the Mishnah is going to detail the halachos of regel and of tsroros. The Gemara on Amud Beis is going to explain certain repetitive phrases in both our Mishnah about regel as well as a Mishnah about shein. Why is it that there are seem to be repetitive phrases? Then there's going to be an extensive discussion of the halachos of tsroros. That's the majority of Amud Beis, is about the halachos of tsroros. And then at the end of Amud Beis, going into tomorrow's daf, there's going to be a question of basar me'ikara azlinan or basar tavra mana azlinan, which we'll get to the details of that when we get there, probably tomorrow. So let's begin with the Gemara at the two dots, two lines from the bottom of the page on daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis. So we had mentioned, we were just darshaning psukim about the kvura of Chizkiyahu HaMelech. So the Gemara elaborates further. The kavod asu lo b'moso. The pasuk Divrei Yom says that they made a kavod for him upon his death. Melamed shoshiva yeshiva al kivra. We see that they established the yeshiva. This teaches us that they had talmidim being osek in Torah by his kever. What does it mean by his kever? So Tosus points out they did this in order to be to remind people of the fact that he was Marbet Torah B'Yisrael. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says that they were Bodek Midan V'ad Be'er Sheva during the time of Chizkiyahu HaMelech, and they couldn't find Ish V'Isha Tinok V'Tinokas, who were not Bekiyim B'Tumah V'Tahara. Every man, every woman, every young boy, every young girl knew all the halachos of Tumah and Tahara. The level of Torah knowledge at that time was tremendous. So, but Moshiv and Yeshiva Al-Kivro says, can't mean Mamish Al-Kivro. It means Berichuk Dalet Amos from his kever, because otherwise it would be Loig L'Rash if it was on his kever mamush. You're not allowed to do that because once a person is dead, he's patur min mitzvah, he's unable to do any mitzvos, so it's considered to be a mockery of the dead to go and perform mitzvos directly on the person's kever. So Tosos says it must be that it was Berichuk Dalet Amos from the kever. That Tosos has pointed out in the Sefer Derech Sicha. They said that they asked Rav Chaim Kanievsky, someone wanted to daven for a cholah by the tziyun of the Chazon Ish, and they said to Hillim outside of the fence around his kever, which is more than Dalet Amos from the kever itself. So he wanted to know, is that called that they're being mispalel on the tziyun of the Chazon Ish? So Chaim Kanievsky said, it's our Tosos. That yes, absolutely, Moshiv and Yeshiva al Kivro, Tosos says, means Berichuk Dalet Amos. That being more than four Amos away is still considered al Kivro. And in fact, you're not even allowed to go within Dalet Amos. Not everyone agrees that you're not allowed to go within Dalet Amos. Tosos Rabbeinu Peretz writes that in one of his tefillim at least, that since Chizkiyah was here but Torah b'Yisrael, it's not Loig L'Rash, Adrab, it's highlighting what was so great about him. So that's not considered a mockery to go and be Moshiv in the Yeshiva Al Kivro Mamish to learn Torah directly by his kever. Anyway, Pligabar Rabbi Nosson Rabbanon, there was a machlokas for how long they were Moshiv in Yeshiva Al Kivro. Chadam or Shlosho, one opinion says 3 days. The Chadam or Shiva, one opinion says 7 days. Ramila Shloshim, and so another, a third opinion, some say that it's 30 days that they were Moshiv in Yeshiva Al Kivro. And Mukayasu points out that this corresponds to different levels of Avelus. Certainly we're familiar that there's Shiva and there's Shloshim, but there's also a level of Avelus called the first 3 days. An Aniyam, Esparnis Minat Tzedakah, is normally allowed to do Malacha during Shiva, but not during the first 3 days of Shiva. During 3 days, the first 3 days of Shiva are considered to be the most intense time of the Shiva. So these time periods correspond to periods of Avelus. Tan Rabbanan. Bryce Adarshan's the pasuk that we just mentioned. The kavados lo b'moso zechizkiel melch yuda sheyatzu lefanav shloshim v'shisha elef chalutzei kasev divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that by the levayim chizkiel melch there were 36,000 people that tore kriya and were walking with their shoulders exposed from having torn kriya on the death of chizkiel melch. The Tosus points out that the number 36,000 is merumos in the phrase asu lo lamid vav is gematria 36. So 36 refers to the 36,000 people that tore Kriya. That's not so special about Chizkiyo. They did the same thing for Achav. So it's not something that's miyuchad for Chizkiyo. You know what was special about what they did for Chizkiyo is that they put a Sefer Torah on his mitah. And they declared that he had fulfilled everything that it said in that Sefer Torah. Tosus points out that there's a machlokas in Maseches Menachos, whether you're allowed to sit on a mita that a Sefer Torah is munach on. So according to those that it's asur, you're not allowed to put a Sefer Torah on a mita of a mace either, the Gemara Moed Katan says. So Tos points out, nevertheless, by Chizkiyo HaMelech, who is a very, very great in Torah, Maisim Tovim, it was not considered a zilzul in the Sefer Torah. Meaning to have a normal person sitting on the same bench as the Sefer Torah, to have a normal person have on his mita a Sefer Torah, would be considered a zilzal of a Sefer Torah. But Chizkiyo was so great. Tosus writes that it was considered entirely appropriate to have a Sefer Torah on his kever. So, frankly, Gemara, that's what was so unusual, that they put a Sefer Torah al kivro? Don't we do that nowadays also, that we remotely a Sefer Torah in front of the mitah of an Adam Gadol? So what's so special about Chizkiyo? So says Gemara, no. Afuki mafkinan, we do take out a Sefer Torah at the levaya of an Adam Gadol, but anuchila manchinon, we don't actually put it on the mitah of a person nowadays. We even put it on the mitzvah of Nadam Gadol, but Kiyem Lo Aminon. We do not declare publicly that this person has fulfilled everything that it says in that Torah. And that's what was unique about Chizkiyo HaMelech. And Mukhe Yosef says that if you know about a Chacham, that he was Mekayim Torah, like Chizkiyo HaMelech, who was Marbitz Torah Be Yisrael, it could be that you're allowed to say that Kiyem Bazeh Masha Kasav Bazeh. The Machzeh Ephraim writes that that which we say about Chizkiyo was Kiyem. It doesn't mean kiyum mitzvos. Kiyum mitzvos, of course, people, you have great tzaddikim that fulfill all the mitzvos. Kiyum b'zeh means he was mechazik the Torah, that he encouraged others and he led a movement of enhanced Talmud Torah, enhanced observance of Torah. That's what the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Sadi Dalin, that Na'at Scherev b'beis ha-medrash, and he forced Klal Yisrael to be osik in Torah. And b'zmaneinu, we don't have someone who's able to lead such a movement like Chizkiyo HaMelech, and that's what it means, that we don't say about anybody that kiyum that he was able to be mechazek a Torah movement to that degree. Amar Rabba Barachana, Havazina Bahadid Rabbi Yochanan. I was walking with Rabbi Yochanan, Lemishal Shmaita, to ask him various halachos. Kiava Ayil Lebeis Hakisei. When he went to the bathroom, Vavabiina Mine Milsa, and I asked him for an explanation of something. Lo Pashut Lanad Demashiyadei. He wouldn't respond until he first washed his hands. Umanach Tfilin Umevarich, and he would put on Tfilin and he said the bracha. Rabbi Yaakov Emden points out a deal over here, manach tefillin umvarch, normally call mitzvah school and varchan aleihen over las yasa, and you say the bracha before doing a mitzvah. Over here it says manach tefillin first and then umevarich, and then he said the bracha on the tefillin. He says because this is our minag that we do put the tefillin on, we just not mahadik them until after the bracha, we only fasten them tightly after the bracha, because otherwise because you only get the mitzvah once they're tied on tightly, so it would be over to over, it would be too much before if you'd say the bracha before you even put the tefillin on at all. So that's a remez in this Gemara, it's being merames to that halacha. He points out that in the Sefer Arzah Sechaim, he says that no, manach tefillin umvarich means the bracha of Asher Yatzar, but he says that Rabbi Yaakov Emden says that that's totally incorrect, he totally misunderstands what's going on. So Rabbi Bar Bechan is following Rabbi Yochanan around. Rabbi Yochanan goes to the bathroom. Rabbi Bar Bechan is asking him a shayla. Rabbi Yochanan refuses to answer until he first washes his hands, puts on tefillin, says a bracha, v'hadar amar lan, and then he says afilu kiyum amrinan. And then he clarified that by a levaya of Nadam Gadol, we even even say Kiyem. We even not only do we put a Sefer Torah, not only do we take a Sefer Torah out, not only do we put a Sefer Torah al Mitaso, we even make the declaration Kiyem Zeh Mashkazim Zeh, but Limei Lo Amin. And what was unique about Chizkiyahu is that we say that Limei, not just Kiyem, but that he was Melamei Torah La'acherim, and that we don't say so easily about anybody. So Avamar Mar, the Gemara asks, but wait, Gadol Limud Torah Shalimud, maybe Lidei Maisa. The whole Chashivas of Limud Torah is that it brings one to Maisa, that the Maisa is the Kiyum HaMitzvos, is the Tachlis of the Limud. That seems like it's more Chashuv than Limud. So how can you say, oh, we'll say about people nowadays Kiyem, but we're not going to say Limud? What do you mean? Kiyem is even greater than Limud. Lo Kasha, Halamigmar Halagmure. Now, the purpose of learning is to be maybe the Maisa, but to be Melamed Acherim, that's the greatest Madrega. So we're going to say about people that they were Kiyem, which naturally subsumes in that also being Lomei Torah, but we're only going to say about Chizkiyo that he was Melamed, that he taught other people Torah, because that indeed is the highest Madrega. So that's the discussion of Chizkiyo HaMelech. Now, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Yochai, my Dichsiv, what does the Pasuk mean in Sefer Yishayo? Ashreichem Zorei Kol Al Kol Mayim Mishalchei Regel Hashor V'Achamor. It teaches that Kol Osik B'Torah B'Gemilas Chasadim, that if someone engages in both Torah and Gemilas Chasadim, Zoche Lunachla Shnei Shvatim, he'll be Zoche to the Nachla, the Yerusha of Yosef and Yisachar, who are compared to a Shor and a Chamor respectively, right? The Bechor Shor Ador Lo is Yosef, and Yisachar Chamor Garam, Yisachar relates to a Chamor. Shenamar Ashreichem Zorei Ve'in Zriya El Tzedakah. How do I know it's about Gemilas Chasadim? Because it says Ashreichem Zorei, and Zorei is always a reference to Tzedakah. Zriya is a reference to Tzedakah. How do I know that? Shenamar, because the Pasuk says in Hosea, Ziru Lachem Litzedakah Ve'kitzru Lefi Chasad. So from the fact that it says that Al Kol Mayim, we learn Ve'in Mayim El Torah. How do I know that the pasuk is not only about Gemilas Chasadim but also about Torah? Because it says Zorei, and then it says Al Kol Mayim, and Mayim is a reference to Torah. Shneimar Hoy Kol Tzomei L'Chul Mayim. The pasuk in Yishayahu says that anyone who's thirsty should go to Mayim, and Mayim in that context refers to Torah. And thirsty doesn't mean thirsty; it means that Kiyum L'Dvar Hashem, that they're thirsty for the Dvar Hashem, they're thirsty for the for the Torah. So v'zocha l'nachla shnei shvatim, and the zocha to the nachla of shnei shvatim. Zocha l'kila ki Yosef, there's zocha to chayin like Yosef. T'chsev, because the pasuk says in the bracha that Yaakov gives ben poras Yosef benos sada alei shur, that the benos Mitzrayim were walking by the wall in order to that people should look in order to be able to look at his beauty. He was such a magnificently beautiful person. He had such chayin. V'zocha l'nachla Yisachar, and he was zochah to the nachla of Yisachar, which is Osher and Nechasim. Tichsiv Yisachar Chamor Garam, as the pasuk says, Yisachar Chamor Garam, and the Targum Munklus of Chamor Garam is Atir Benichsin, that he was Osher Benichasim, that he had a lot of money. So when a person does these two things, Gemilas Chasadim and Talmud Torah, he's zochah to the chain of Yosef and the wealth of Yisachar. So Ista Amri, others say Oivav Noflim Lefanav, that his enemies will fall in front of him. Ki Yosef, just like Shevet Yosef, Tuchsiv, because the Pasuk says in Moshe Rabbeinu's bracha to Shevet Yosef, Bahem Amim Yenagach Yachtov Afsei Oretz, V'zocha Lebino Ki Yisachar, and it'll also be Zocha, not only that his enemies will fall in front of him like Yosef, but it'll be Zocha to Bina, to a level of understanding, to be Mavin Dover Mitoch Dover, like Yisachar. That's one of the six questions that you get asked in Shemayim after 120 years. The Gemara Mesach Shabbos says, you go up to Shemayim, they're going to ask you six questions. Someone at my Shabbos table said, can you name all six? You know, and that was the one no one was able to remember. That Ivanta Dover Mitoch, ever remember the Saktim Peri Rivio, Kavati Yitim Torah, those are the easy ones. Papata B'chachma, a little less easy. But not everyone remembered Ivanta Tzipisa Lishua. Not everyone remembered Ivanta Dover Mitoch Dover. But that's one of the six questions, so you got to be prepared for the big Bechina up in Shemayim, is to work on being Maven Dover Mitoch Dover, to be astute enough, to be able to figure out from what's not right in front of you, what lies beneath the surface. And that's a unique Mida of Yisachar. Yisachar, Yode Bina Li'itim. That's what Bina is, that Yode Bina Li'itim L'das Mayase Yisrael, in order to know Mayase Yisrael. That's the concept of being Maven Dover of being maven davar mitoch davar. Okay, so hadra lacharba avos. Now we move on to the second parak of Maseches Bava Kama. So the Mishnah had said on Tes Vav Amid Beis that there are five types of mazikim that are muad to pay nezek shalem, and they are shein, regel, keren. Once it's done it three times, right, it becomes a muad. A keren b'rishus ha-nizik, according to Rabbi Tarfon. According to Rabbi Tarfon, even on the first time in rishus ha-nizik, a keren is a muad. And adam ha-mazik. Those are the five muadim. So this parak just elaborates on each of those five muadim. So we're just going to go into the details of the five things that we categorize as a muad, as automatically paying nezek shalim. So we're going to start with regel. So ketzad ha-regel muedas. Legabe, what inyan do we assume that a regel is considered like a muad? So the shaber b'derech hilucha, that if it breaks it with its feet as it's walking, that's a muad to be mishalim nezek shalim, that the bala hashor is going to have to pay nezek shalim. Habehema muedes lahalich kedarko ulishaber, and a behema is a muad to break as it walks in its normal manner of walking. The Gemara is going to ask the obvious kasha: hainu regel, hainu behema. We just said the same thing twice. We said ketzad haregel muedes, as if it breaks things as it walks. Habehema muedes, if it breaks things as it walks. So the chora, there's no chiddush in the second line, and we already said earlier also that a regel is more to be mishaber derech hilucha. So the Gemara explains that it's coming to teach us that a behemoth that damages derech hilucha begufa or besa'ara or b'masa she'aleha, even if it's not with its feet, it just damages with its body as it's walking, that's also a mu'at to be mishalim nezek shalem because of a tolda of shein v'regel. That is how Rashi reads our Mishnah, that the Mishnah is two separate sentences. First is that the Mishnah asks ketzad haregel muedas and answers l'shaber b'derech hilucha, and then a second statement behema muedas lahalich kedarko l'shaber. The however, is quoted in Tosfos over here to say that that's not the correct reading of the Mishnah. The way to read the Mishnah is as follows: ketzad haregel muedas l'shaber b'derech hilucha? Question mark. Meaning it's not ketzad haregel muedas? Question mark. Answer l'shaber b'derech hilucha? No. Ketzad haregel muedas l'shaber b'derech hilucha? Since we already learned in the Mishnah on Tes Vav Amid Beis that a regel is more than shaber b'derech hilucha, the Mishnah wants to know how does that hadah happen, and the Mishnah answers habeim was al kedarko l'shaber, that din is talking about in any way that an animal damages as it's walking in it without any sense of shinui. The Re asks on Rashi what would be the chiddush that regel is more than shaber b'derech hilucha. We already said that in the Mishnah on Tes Vav Amid Beis, meaning even what the Gemara deals with, the Gemara only deals with the second line of our Mishnah and why that's repetitive. The Gemara doesn't ask why we have to repeat the first line of our Mishnah. First line of Mishnah we already had on Daf Tes Vav Amid Beis. So the Gemara doesn't deal with that issue. So Tosfos says, according to Rashi, this Gemara should have dealt with that issue also. Tosfos, according to me, it's no problem because the first line of the Mishnah is all a question. It's not an answer. It's just a question. So it asks, how far does this concept of regel expand? And the Mishnah's answer is the second line. But according to Rashi, what's even happening in the first line? We already learned this back on Tes Vav Amid Beis. So the Rashba is miyashiv this kasha, and he says, there's no chiddush in the first line, but that's the derech of the Tana, to repeat that which it said previously and is taken as a given, as a davar pashut, and then to be mechadish something on top of that. And Mukhe Yosef points out that since we're going to say regel is an avnezikin that is mazik beragla mamish, and behema is the tolda of regel, that's mazik begufa besara, things like that, so the Tana wanted to repeat the din of the av in order to introduce the tolda. So that's why that first line appears over here the way Rashi reads the Mishnah. Now the Mishnah tells us two different ways that a behema is mazik with its feet, and nevertheless it only pays chatzi nezek. Ha'isim mevaetes, it uses its feet, but not just as it's walking, it kicks kalim. Or it's walking normally and pebbles shoot out from underneath its foot. Shavashavras a kalim, and it breaks kalim. In both of those cases, you're mishalim chatzi nezek. You only pay chatzi nezek for different reasons. Mevaetes, you pay chatzi nezek because that's keren, that's not regel. It's kavana lahazik. So that's keren. When it's walking and pebbles shoot out and break kalim, that's sroros. That's regel, but it's chatzi nezek sroros. It's not keren. It's a new din that we're going to spend a lot of time discussing today. The din of sroros, that when it's kocho and it's not gufo, then you only pay chatzi nezek. Drasa al kliv shabarto. If the animal tramples on a kli and breaks it, v'nafal al kliv shvaro, and the animal breaks and from that broken kli it falls on another kli and breaks it. Ala rishon mishalim nezek shalim, for the kli that the animal hit directly, that you pay nezek shalim. That's regel. V'alachra mishalim chatzi nezek. But if a broken shard of that piece went and broke another kli, that's only kochel. That's tsroros. For that you only pay chatzi nezek. Then the Mishnah tells us this din that a regel is a muad is not only true by a behema, but a tarnagolim muad in lahalik chadark on l'shaber. It's true of birds also. Tarnagolim are considered a muad to break things as they go. And Mukesu points out that the idea that yichayv and shein v'regel by ofos as well is derived from the pasuk v'shilachas bi'iro. The targum of bi'iro is behema. So therefore we learn a gzeir shava that it says bi'iro over here from the word behemtecha that it says by Shabbos and by klayim. That just like over there by Shabbos and by klayim, chaya and ofos are included b'chal behema, so too l'gabi nezikin, chaya and ofos are included. The word over here is bi'iro, it's not behema. The word by Shabbos is behema. Yeah, that's how we have sometimes a gzeir shava. The words don't always necessarily perfectly align. We have a concept, v'shava kohen uvaha kohen is a good enough match in order to be able to make a gzeir shava. Ubi'iro and behema are a good enough match that we're able to make a gzeir shava. So that's how the Mishnah knows that it even includes ofos as well. Hayadalil kosher baraglav, if let's say there was some sort of kli tied on to the regel of the tarnagol, and the tarnagol was moving the kli around, and it broke. Oshaya mahadeh, so the tarnagol was dancing around, and through that, sroros came out to mishaber esakelim, and it broke kelim. Mishalim chatzi nezek, you pay chatzi nezek because it would only broke it pekocho, not begufo. So now says the Gemara, Amalei Ravina l'Rava, Haina regel haina behema. First order of business, the Mishnah is repetitive. It says about regel that regel is a muad when it breaks kederach hilucha, and then the very next line says and a behema is a muad to break kederach hilucha. That's exactly the same thing. So Amalei Tana Avos v'Katani told us the Mishnah is first telling us the ikur chiyuv of regel, which is when the av nezikin of when it breaks with its foot, with its legs as it walks, and then the hemshich of the Mishnah a behema muad al kederach l'shaber is talking about where it breaks with its body or its hair or the masvei shaleh, the burden that is carrying something like that, but it's biderech hilucha, so that's a tolda of regel. Elameata, according to that the Mishnah first says the av, and then the toldos, well, how are you going to explain the Mishnah on daf yotes? Seifa de katani, the Mishnah on yotes on base tells us, hashein muedes, and then says, habehema muedes. My avos, my toldos, ikam. By shein, what are the avos and toldos that are being highlighted? In any type of achila, the chiv is mishum shein, not mishum any toldos. So it says, Gemara, havakamadli b'b'dichusa, Rava responded to this challenge of Ravina in a lighthearted way. And he said, I have to do all the heavy lifting around here. I explained you one Mishnah. You explained to me the other Mishnah. So I worked out the Mishnah on Daf Yud Zayin. So you give the Daf Shir and Daf Yud Tes. I'm not actually asking you to give the Daf Shir and Daf Yud Tes. So you'll work out on Daf Yud Tes how to explain the Mishnah. So the time of my, so the Gemara says, how we explain the actual repeat of the phrasing in the Mishnah. So I'm Ravashi, Tana Shein de Chaya, Tana Shein de Behema. It has to tell me two lines about Shein, one to tell me Shein of a Chaya, and the other to tell me Shein of a Behema. It starts by saying, Hashein Muadas Lechelas Aroyla, that's talking about Shein of a Chaya, that if it eats and it does damage, the Bailim has to pay Nezek Shalim Yishum Shein. And then the Mishnah says, HaBehema Muadas Lechelas Virakos. And that's telling me about Shein, not only of a Chaya, but a Behema, by specifically highlighting the word Behema. Why does it have to tell me this din of Shein of a Behema as well as Shein of a Chaya? Why would I have thought to distinguish between them? Why would I have fought one and not the other? The pasuk says v'shilachas bi'iro. So it's talking about Shein. He used the word bi'iro, which is the targum on that word is behema. So I would have thought behema in chayalo, that the chiv of Shein is only by a behema. That's why I need a Mishnah to have an extra line to tell me that Shein of a chaya is also just like Shein of a behema. You're going to be chayiv. But wait a second. So which one is more pashut? The behema one is more pashut. That's the one that's explicit in the pasuk. Chaya is the Chiddush. So when the Mishnah mentions Shein, why does it start with Shein of Chaya and then say Shein of Behema? It should have flipped it. It should have started with Shein of a Behema, which is one Pashut in the Pashut, and then told me about Shein of Chaya. So it says, whenever you have the option of presenting that which is explicit in the pasuk versus presenting that which is derived from a drasha, it's always more precious to us when we derive something from a drasha, a little more amelus than it required to derive something from a drasha. So we always like to present that first. Ihach, he says, yeah, but then if you're going to be consistent, what about in our Mishnah? Reishanami listeni hayidalok siva bereisha. How come in our Mishnah, when we mentioned regel twice, so first we spoke about regel that's done with the foot, which is more explicit, and then we spoke about regel when it damages bisa'ara bu'ukav masayshela with all those other things which are not explicit in the pasuk. So shouldn't we have done the drasha one first? Says Mar Hachiash. No, you can't compare the two mishnayos to each other. Hasam, when it comes to shein edivi avos ninu, both shein of a chaya as well as shein of a behema are considered to be avos. So therefore, since they're both avos nizikin, you could choose which one you want to put first. So achtasi le midrasha chaviv. So we choose the one that was derived from a drasha, that's more chaviv to us. But hacha, when it comes to regel, shavik av, tani tolda, what do you want it to do? You want it to set aside av and instead tell me the tolda? No, we're obviously always going to start with the av rather than the tolda. Or another way of being miyashev, why it is that the Tana doesn't start with habehema muedes and it starts first with the din of the chaya is aidi tisalik miregel pasach beregel. That since in the Mishnah daf tesvav and beis, the last thing of this explains our Mishnah, that since the Mishnah tesvav and beis, the Tana says haregel muedes, so that's why in our Mishnah we also start with ketzad haregel, meaning this is answering why it is that we don't start with the drasha one before the mefurish one in our Mishnah like we do with the Mishnah of Shein. You know why we start with that which is mefurish in our Mishnah? Because we're just picking up from the previous Mishnah. So since we're picking up from the previous Mishnah, we keep it on that same topic before we expand into the toldos that are not mefurish in the pasuk. Okay, now to the main topic of Amud Beis, which is the topic of tzrodos. Tan Rabbanan, we have a braisa that tells us as follows. Behema muadis lalei kedarko l'shaber ketzad. A behema is a muad to walk in its normal way and break things as it goes. So how does that play out? What are examples of that? Behema shenichnas l'chatzar nizik v'izika begufa derech ilucha u'besa'ara derech ilucha bu'ukaf she'aleo b'shlif she'aleo b'prumbiyo she'bepia u'bezug she'betzavara. If an animal is walking in the chatzar nizik, he trespasses into the chatzar nizik and he breaks something as it's walking with either with its own body or with anything attached to its body that's normal to have on an animal. A bit in its mouth, a yoke on its neck, a package, a bundle on its back, whatever. The chamor b'masa'o, or a donkey carrying a masa on its back, mishalim nezik shalim, we pay nezik shalim, those are all toldos of regel, that just like regel is considered a zeka matzoi and it's ein kavanaso lahazik, so to this it's a zeka matzoi and it's ein kavanaso lahazik. Sumchus omer, tsroros, the chazir shayinover ba'ashba v'hizik mishalim nezik shalim. Sumchus holds that tsroros, that if it breaks something with kocho, not with its body, but the body hits a rock and the rock shoots out and breaks something else, or if a chazir starts moving, messing around in an ashba with his snout, and he damages in that way, you're mishalim nezek shalim. So it says more hizik pshita. It's pashut that if the chazir damages with its face, that it's going to be chayiv nezek shalim. Eleima hitis vihizik mishalim nezek shalim. No, the girsa is that the chazir is nover ba'ashba, and tsroros come out. It damages b'kocho. Sumchus holds it's nezek shalim. So it says more tsroros mandakar shemayu. Who mentioned anything about tsroros prior to this, that Sumchus comes to be chalik with this and say that, oh, tsroros pays nezek shalim. No one was talking about tsroros. Where did Sumchus pop up with tsroros paying nezek shalim? So chisuri mechzra v'achiktan, you have to add a little bit into the brisa. Here's how the brisa really should read. Tsroros kirchayu, you should add a line, that in a normal case of behema walking, and tsroros come out and do damage, even though it's a normal way of the animal walking, and it's pretty typical for tsroros to come out, chatzi nezek. You only pay chatzi nezek, because we have such a halacha l'moshe misinai, that since the nezek was not done with the gufa behema, it was only done with the koach of the behema, you pay chatzi nezek. V'chazishri, novar bashma, v'hitz v'yizek, Nezik Mishlam Chatzi Nezik. And similarly, a Chazir that damages with Tzoros pays only Chatzi Nezik. And then we introduce Sumchus. Sumchus Omer, Tzoros, V'Chazir, Sheinov Bash, V'Hidiz V'Hizik, Mishlam Nezik Shalem. So once you have that additional line in the Brisa that tells me about the Shita, the Chacham, that Tzoros pays Chatzi Nezik, now it makes sense that Sumchus pops up in the Brisa and says, no, I hold Tzoros pays Nezik Shalem. So at the end of the day, if an animal breaks with its body as it's walking, that's regel. If it breaks with its leg, it's the av of regel. If it breaks with any other part of its body or anything on its person, it is a tolda of regel. If tsroros shoot out and damage, then it's a machlokas between sumchus and the chamim, whether you pay nezek shalim, that's sumchus, or you only pay chatzi nezek, that's the sheet of the chachamim. So now we have other brises that talk about tsroros. Tan rabbanan, tarnagolin shoyim africhin mimakom lemakom v'shibru kelim bekanfeyan. You have tarnagolin that are flying from one place to another, and they break things with their wings. So they break kelim, mishalim nezek shalim, pay nezek shalim, that's a regular din of regel. Beruach shebekanfeyan, if they're flapping their wings and it creates a wind, a fan effect, and that wind breaks kli, mishalim chatzi nezek. Then you only pay chatzi nezek because it's tzoros, because it wasn't with their guf, it was only with their koach that they broke something. Sumchus omer nezek shalim, but Sumchus says, I don't care, tzoros pays nezek shalim. So Sumchus is consistent that even when you damage bekocho, you're going to pay nezek shalim. Even when the animal damages bekocho and not begufo, the owner of the animal is going to pay nezek shalim and not chatzi nezek. Tani idach, another brisa about tzoros. Tarnagolim shoyim mahadzin al gabi isav al gabi peros v'tinfu. If you have tarnagolim that are dancing around, jumping around on top of dough or on top of peros, and it dirties them, it sullies them, makes them not usable. Onikru, or they're pecking away at these fruits, v'shalim nezek shalim. Then the bailim of the tarnagolim have to pay nezek shalim. That's like regular dinim of regel. But if they were just hopping around nearby the isa or the peros, and helu afar otzraros, and they were dancing around so much that dirt came up or pebbles came up, and that's what damaged the peros or the isa, then v'shalim nezek chatzi nezek sumchus omer nezek shalim. Then you have the same achlokas chachamim and sumchus, because that's the din of tzraros, where the Chum say it's chatzi nezek, and Sumcha says that it's nezek shalim. Tanya idach, a third brisa. Tarnagol shayim afriach mimakom lemakom. We have a tarnagol that's flying from one place to another. V'yatzo ruach mitachas knafav, and a wind comes from under its wings. V'shibra esakelim, and it breaks kelim. Shalim chatzi nezek, it only pays chatzi nezek. So stomach rabbanon, this brisa doesn't even report the shita of sumchus. It's a stam brisa that tells me, like the chamim, that for hatazas tzoros, the bailim only pays chatzi nezek, does not pay nezek shalim. Why do I need so many brises about tzoros? So the Pnei Yeshua points out that each brisa was taught separately. They weren't all taught together. So and Sumchus doesn't discreet in every single one of the brises. The Tanna just taught the brisa and explains what the sheet of Sumchus is in each of these cases. So we just happen to collect these brises together, meaning these were brises that were taught in a variety of different Batei Medrash, and in some of these brises they just added in Sumchus's Shita, and some of them, one of them they didn't. But now, when they compiled the Gemara, they just put all the brises from the different Batei Medrash together. But it's not like a Mishnah. When you have a Mishnah, so the Mishnah was all organized by Rebbe. It was all organized by one person. So you would have to explain why I need three Mishnayos to tell me the same thing. But the brises, the Pnei Yeshua points out, you just can't ask such kashas, because the brises were just various teachings. It was never compiled as a unit of brises. So they could all be put in the same Gemara, one after the other, without each one teaching me an actual Chiddush. Now, let's try to understand the Shita of the Chum, though, says the Gemara. The Chum have the Shita that Tzoros only pays Chatzi Nezek. Are you chayiv or you're not? Meaning, if you're chayiv, you should have to pay nezek shalim. If it's really like a mazik, you should have to pay nezek shalim. If it's not really like a mazik, you shouldn't have to pay anything. Where's chatzi nezek come from? It seems very wishy washy. So I'm rabba bishlam sumchus kasavar kochel gufad. I mean, sumchus makes sense. He holds that when an animal damages with its koach, it's the same as an animal damaging with its body, and therefore it's considered real nezek. So you pay nezek shalim. El rabbanon, but according to the rabbanon, what do they hold in principle? Iku gufadami.
If they hold that kolchos kugufo dummy, that it's like the damage with his body, kulin nezek by the shalim, then they should have to pay nezek shalim. Vilav kugufo dummy, and if they hold that kolchos not kugufo dummy, chatzin nezek nami lo lishlam, then they shouldn't have to pay chatzin nezek either. So hadar amar Rava then explains, liolam kugufo dummy. Really, the chamol, that nezek that's done with the koch of the behema is like nezek that's done with the guf of the behema. And mikradin, the bailam should pay nezek shalim. V'chatzin nezek tsoros hilchus gemirila. It's just that it's halachah l'moshe misinai that you only pay chatzin nezek. So special halachah l'moshe misinai that you don't pay nezek. Meaning me'ikar adin, really you should have had to pay nezek shalem. Halachah l'moshe misinai lets you off a little bit and lets you off the hook a little bit and makes you only pay chatzin nezek. The netziv in his Haktama to his Perish on the She'iltos has a discussion about this Gemara. He uses as one of his one of the examples that the Rambam writes in the Haktama to the Perish of Mishnayis that lest a person think that our Mesorah is weak, that our tradition of the Torah Shebaal Peh and our transmission of the Torah Shebaal Peh is very weak, and that's why we have all these machlokas, because we don't really know what God said to Moshe, and so lest a person make such a mistake, the Rambam says there are certain sections of Torah about which we have no machlokas, and that highlights the power and the strength of our Mesorah, that we kept it completely intact. And what area of Torah Shebaal Peh is there absolutely no machlokas? That's halacha l'moshe misinai. So if you look up and down all of Shas, you'll never find the machlokas about halacha l'moshe misinai. So the Chavis Yair has a long tshuva where he says, yeah, what about? And then he has a list of like 30, you know, halacha l'moshe misinai, where it seems to be that there's a machlokas. So the Netziv points out that this is one of them. Chatzin nezek tzoros, machlokas between Simchus and the Chamin, whether there's such a din of chatzin nezek tzoros, but according to the Chamin, that there is a din of chatzin nezek tzoros, it's halacha l'moshe misinai. So apparently, you can have a machlokas about halacha l'moshe misinai. So that's what the Netziv explains, that hilchus gemirula does not necessarily mean halacha l'moshe misinai. Hilchus gemirula means that we have an ancient tradition. So it goes back to the days of the Tanaim, and we don't remember exactly how they made the drasha. But it's a drasha, it's not halacha l'moshe misinai. From that which is an actual halacha l'moshe misinai, that we would never have a machlokas. Now, why did the Chachamim have to say why did the Rav have to say that the Rabbanan really hold kigufo dummy and you should have had to pay nezek shalem, but the halacha l'moshe misinai downgrades it to chatzin nezek? Couldn't we have just as easily said that the halacha is lav kigufo dummy and really you shouldn't have had to pay anything, and halacha l'moshe misinai makes you have to pay chatzin nezek? So the Rosh points out, because halacha l'moshe misinai is always megareya, it always brings something down, right? It never introduces a new chumra. It always where do we have, what's the example of that? You have in Maseches Sukkah Davav and Beis about how many walls you need in the sukkah. So the idea that shlishis afilu tefach, that the third wall could be even a tefach, right? That's halacha l'moshe misinai. That halacha l'moshe misinai takes we have psukim to indicate three walls, sukkos, sukkas, whatever the drushes are over there. We have psukim to indicate three walls, and the halacha l'moshe misinai is megareya the third wall and knocks it down to only a tefach. And that's always the way halacha l'moshe misinai works. That's the yisod that the Rosh has over here. Shinu Gvetz quotes from the Rosh that if the Chum held the kocha were lav kugufa, mikra din, the Bible would be patra l'gamri, it turned out that the din of chatzin nezek tzoros is a knas. But we had a sugi earlier where the palganiska mamona or palganiska kenasa. So we paskan l'alacha, the chatzin nezek is mamon and not a knas, and that's why we didn't want to say that way. Different than the Rosh. Not because halacha l'moshe misinai always downgrades, but because palganiska is knas, is mamon and is not knas, and that only works if you hold that me'ikara din, kocho is really kugufo dummy. Okay, now Rav explains some dinei tzoros. Amar Rav, kol shebezav tami. He says, if you want to know whether something is considered kocho or not, whether something would be considered tsroros or not, look at the laws of tum and tahara and see what would a zav have to do. What kind of contact does a zav have to come into with something to be metameit? Any type of contact that a zav would make with something and be metameit, that's considered gufo in the laws of nezikin. And any type of contact that a zav would not be metame something through, that would be considered only kocho in the laws of nezikin and would have a din like tsroros. So kol shebezav tami. Anything that a zav would be metame with such contact, meaning a zav is metame when he directly touches something, so in nezikin, if the animal directly hits something and breaks it, he's going to pay nezek shalem. But anything that a zav would not be metame, if a zav throws something to somebody and it and the person catches it, that person is not going to be tame. So to be nezikin, if the animal pebble shoots out from under the animal's foot and it goes, it flies in the air and breaks something, then mishalim chatzin nezek. Then you're only going to pay chatzin nezek. You're not going to have to pay you're not going to have to pay the Nezek Shalom. Tosus points out that this klal is not exactly precise, because if a Zav were to take a stick and carry it in his armpit in an unusual way and move a Tahar item, the item does not become Tameh. It's a Sugi Masechas Nida. By Dine Nezikin, there's no Chiluk. You could hold the stick in your teeth, in your feet, in your whatever, in your armpit, whatever, and you swing it and you break something, so that's not Kochel, that's actually Gufo. So the klal doesn't work ad Hasof. It doesn't work all the way to the end. The klal is just trying to be mema'id zorek. It's trying to tell me that zorek is considered to be like tzroros. The Rashba has a different take, but let's v'rava tzroros haslashminon. Ask the Gemara, is Rava telling me a brand new din called tzroros that you pay chati nezik? We already know that din. What's Rava adding over here? So it says Gemara, lo, Rava egla moshechas bekaron kamash milan. Rava's coming to teach me that a new din, that if a wagon is being pulled by a calf and the wagon runs over kalim and breaks them, that the bailim pays nezik shalim, and that is not considered tzroros, because if a zav were sitting on a wagon and it ran over something, that item would become tameh from the medrash of a zav. So that's what Rava's teaching me, that that's considered direct enough that that would be nezek shalim. Tanya kavah says Rava, and we have a brisa that says just like Rava. Behema, what's an example of how a behema is a mu'ad to break as it's walking normally? Behema shenichsa l'chatzer ha-nizik v'izika begufa derech hilucha, damages with its body as it's walking. B'sa'ara derech hilucha b'ukav shala, b'shlif shala, b'prumbia shabbia, b'zug shabitzavara, any of the accoutrements on the animal, v'chamor b'maso, or the chamor with its burden, the eglo moshechas pekar, and then it adds, or if a wagon is being pulled by a calf and it runs over a kli, mishalim nezek shalim, you pay nezek shalim, that's a told of regel. So you see exactly like Rava said there, neglo moshechas pekaron is not sroros, that's considered regel mamish, and for that you're going to pay nezek shalim. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Tanu Rabba.
Thank you very much. Thank you.